We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Yud Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud, which is on page Chaf Beis, the page after 42. In the second line, the Machaber says in Sif Yud, Im Hoya Rachok Mehakonof Melo Kesha Gudol. So before we get into this halacha, just a quick review of what we said yesterday, because some people were not there. The discussion we had yesterday is on lengthwise of the talus, which is when you're holding your talus over you like that, so going the long way. So the hole that the tzitzis are going to go through has to be not more than 3 fingers away from the edge and no less than from your top knuckle of your thumb till the edge of your thumb. So it has to be between the length of the end of your thumb and 3 finger widths. That's where the hole has to be. So now we're getting into details. Im hoya rachok me'akonof melo kesher gudol. If the hole was in the appropriate place, it was more than the edge of your thumb's length away, which is where it's supposed to be. V'nitku mechute ha'erev. And then the erev is the horizontal, some horizontal strips of the material got undone. Ad shelo nishar bo kashir. And then it got bent down a little bit, and basically the hole got lowered towards the end of the garment where it shouldn't be. Still, it's going to be kosher. Kevan shehaya bo kashir b'sha shehitil bo tzitzis zeh. So says the Mechaber, since when you place the tzitzis inside the hole was in the appropriate place, even though afterwards something happened to the garment that the hole dropped down a little bit and now it's not in the appropriate place, it's still kosher because it was in the right place when you started. Says the Rama, v'nohogin lasos imra saviv ha-nekev. If anyone looks at their tzitzis, they'll have this. We are knowing to put a border around the hole. Again, we want to reinforce the hole so it doesn't rip and drop down. Shelo yinotek sham, so it shouldn't tear over there. V'yia pachos mikashir, and it will be less than the shear. Even though we said it's kosher, but ideally we don't want it to happen. So therefore, we make a border around the hole so it should not drop down. V'chein osin imra b'sfas ha-begel lamata. And we also make a border around the bottom of the garment all around so that it's tightened. Mehai taima for the same reason, so it shouldn't rip from the bottom, and then the edge of the garment moves up. So the same way we want the hole to drop down towards the edge of the garment, we don't want the edge of the garment to wither away and then the garment is smaller. Both will accomplish the same problem. So by avoiding, we want to avoid both problems by making a little border around the hole and a border around the edge of the garment. And then the Mechaber continues and says, Yesh omrim shebisoch rochav habeged ein lo shir. So again, like I started with, and we discussed this yesterday, this whole discussion that we began yesterday and we're continuing today is on the lengthwise of the garment. So it's the long way. If you're holding your talus gadol over you, it's the long way. And it's going from side to side. So that's where it has to be, within the 3 fingers and at least your top of your thumb part. That's only lengthwise, not widthwise. So the Mechaber here says, some say that widthwise, ein lo shir, there is no measurement. It doesn't matter how close or far it is to the edge. Only matters lengthwise. And then the Mechaber says, v'yesh omrim, shedin rochav habegeg kedin ha'orech. Some say that the din of the width is the same din as the length. Which is if you look at our tzitzis, you'll see it's equidistant from both sides. Our talesim, our tzitzis. So that's this yesh omrim, the nirin divrehim. And the Mechaber ends off, that appears to be correct. And that's our minhag, that we make the hole within these 2 measurements, both widthwise and lengthwise. But widthwise, it's a machlokas if it has to be. Lengthwise, everyone agrees. But the minhag is to do it both ways. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Memches. Again, we said if you had the hole in the appropriate place and then it ripped some strings that were horizontal, ripped out and caused the hole to drop down. The same problem would be, like we just mentioned, if the hole would rip. Here it's talking about where the garment is ripping, but if the hole would rip, it would be the same thing. If the hole just rips down and you don't have the proper shear from where the tzitzis are now till the bottom of the beged. Even if this happens right away, after you do some wrappings around and you make the first knot, which we'll see, that's all you need, d'oraisa. We'll get into more of this tomorrow. But once you do the minimum amount of wrappings and knots that you need, d'oraisa, if it rips then, it's still kosher. Even if you didn't finish making all the different knots that we are knowing to do, as long as you made the first one, it's still going to be kosher if it dropped down. Sifkaton mem tes, mechute ha'erev, umemelo nismaid orech habeged al yedei zeh. By these horizontal strips coming out of the garment, memela, the length of the garment got smaller. Ulufima shivur besamach, and based on what we're going to say shortly, huadin in nismaid habeged berachvo, the same din would apply. Like we just mentioned, according to our minhag, whether it got shortened lengthwise or widthwise, because we said we're knowing that we do it both, they have the same requirements. So says the Mishabur in Sefkata Nun, we say, since it was a proper shear at the time you put the tzitzis in, it's okay. So says the Mishabur in Sefkata Nun, the reason why we're makbid only on the placing of the tzitzis in the hole at the proper location, and even if it changes locations afterwards and becomes slow, it's okay, is based on this pasuk. It says you should make for them tzitzis on the corners of their garments. Lo ikbida Torah elo shebishas asiya you al hakana velo achakach. The Torah was only makbid at the time of asiya, on the time of making the tzitzis. It has to be on the corner and not afterwards. And therefore, as long as when you make the tzitzis, you put it in, and you did the minimum requirement to make the tzitzis, it was in the proper place, you have fulfilled that requirement, and even if it drops down afterwards, it's okay. The Hainu Dafka Osana Tzitzis Shenitlu Behechsher, this is only referring to tzitzis that were hung there properly. Aval Yemrotze Lahatu Bo Tzitzis Acheros. But if you now want to change it and put new tzitzis in, to have the Asiyah Chadasha, that's a new Asiyah now, Pasul Ashiyit for Mitchila. In other words, I made my tzitzis and the hole was proper, and then I was playing ball, something happened, and it ripped down. So it's fine, as long as there's something still there that's keeping it closed, as we'll see in the Bir Halacha shortly. So it's still going to be fine. But now I decide I want to put new tzitzis, new strings in my garment, so I can't put new strings in, because putting new strings in is doing a new asiyah. It's doing another mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore I would first have to sew it up to make sure that the hole is the proper distance, and then I can put in the new strings. So that which you say it's okay after the fact is only those strings that were initially there. If they drop down, it's okay. But you want to put new strings, you have to fix the beged. Like we'll see later on in Siman Tes Vav, Ayin Sham.
So there's no requirement to fix it as long as you don't change them?
Correct. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, the second to last line, Ad Shelo Nishabo Kashir, we said even if it drops down till you don't have the shear remaining, Ayin Berambam Shemavur Dafilo Nishara Kol Shehu Kashir. Even if there's only a drop left, meaning the whole peg get ripped and it's just hanging by a thread at the bottom, it's closed the drop and the tits are hanging from there, it's still okay. As long as they're still there. If they fall out, obviously it's not good. But even if it's just hanging by a thread, it's still going to be fine. But again, the Mishnah just pointed out, that's only the tzitzis that were there originally. If you want to change the tzitzis, you have to first fix the beged before you put the new tzitzis in. Sifkaton Nun Aleph in the Mishnah, he's going on that which the Ramah said, that we're knowing to put a border around the hole, so it shouldn't rip and get smaller than the shear. After b'di'evit kosher, even I spoke this out when I read on top in the Ramah, even though b'di'evit, we just said it's okay if it drops down, it's okay if the hole rips. Mikom akom tov lasos kein. Still, it's better to have a border around so it shouldn't rip. Kedei shelo yavo haroim lo mashu puzzle. So people who see don't say, oh, this guy's wearing puzzle tzitzis. They don't accuse you wrong. They don't know exactly when you put the tzitzis in, when it ripped. So it's appropriate that you have it, you know, solidified well around the hole. You have a proper border there so it shouldn't fall out at all. The Kuliyama Lav Dina Gemiri, because not even knows the halacha. So Talmud Chacham, or someone who came to our shir, sees someone walking around with the tzitzis hanging down, so he knows that it ripped afterwards and it's fine. But someone who doesn't know the halacha is going to think that he could put it initially in his garment when the garment's ripped already, and that is not being yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yes.
Because exactly that, there should be a requirement to fix it even if you don't change them.
So he's saying lechatchila it is lechatchila. The din is that it's okay, but lechatchila you should put the border so to avoid that case. You're in agreement. You're being a little more extreme. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sefkata Nun Beis. So in Nun Beis, the Mechaber was saying that some say that this requirement of where the hole is only lengthwise on the garment, not widthwise. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Desvir lehu de'ikir shem konof shayach al sofa ha'tachton shel orech habeger. For some reason, this sheet holds that the title of konof, of corner, is only shayach by the bottom edge of the length of the garment. Lo al rochav habeged. That's not included in kanaf, so you don't have to worry, according to them, about the width of the garment. Now, what is the length and the width? We read this last night. Rochav habeged karui mashem lubash bo ha'adam komaso meirosho l'raglov. The width of the beged is that which a person wears. The top is by his head, the bottom is by his feet. Like when you're holding the talus over before you make the bracha. So from top to bottom, that's the rochav, that's the width, where it's a machlokas if it has to be by the proper shear. Va'orech habeged karui mashem misatef bo. And the length of the beged is that which you wrap yourself in. The way we wrap ourselves is with the length of the talus, and that's the orech. So again, lengthwise, everyone holds that you have the requirement of where the hole has to be, and widthwise is a machlokas. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Nun Gimel Ein Lo Shir, that according to the first shita, which we don't hold like, the rochav has no shir. Hainu lamata. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even the opinion that holds that width-wise there's no shear, that's only there's no minimum shear. The yochol lasos afilu pochos mikesher agudo. You could put it close to the edge, even less than the length from your thumb knuckle till the end of your thumbnail. Aval lamalu migimel etzbos pasul. But the upper length of to have it not more than 3 fingers, you would require even on the width of the garment according to that opinion. So it's only a leniency in one way according to that shita. But again, the mechaber comes out at the end and says, Nirin Divrim, the one that says it makes no difference, and the Mishnah Berurah already references this a few times. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah takes on like the mechaber that is the ikker. If you want to just see on the top line of the page in the Mishnah Berurah we saw yesterday, in the second line, without going into the details of this topic, it was a little confusing. It says, "Bein ba'orech bein barochav." He's talking about again where the hole is. He throws in "bein ba'orech bein barochav," like we'll see later on in Sif Yud. So you see, the Mishnah Berurah takes on that side just like the Mechaber does. Now we're discussing over here when we mention the length and the width, we're discussing the talus, not your tzitzis. So if, I don't want to go through the whole note, but if you look at note 69, he points out clearly that when it comes to the tzitzis that we wear, there it's the opposite. The length is from head to toe. Right, what you're wearing on front, the bottom, that would be the orech, that would be the length. As opposed to the talus gadol we mentioned, the length is when you're holding it over your back, it's on the sides. But your talus katan, when you're wearing your tzitzis, the length is going downwards. If you just look at how he says that, in note 69 he writes, Umash anu loshim talus katan kishu orcha lakoma sa'ish. And that which we wear, a talus katan, that the length goes by the height of the person. So, bir b'shal jivas ha'radva, shum ipnei she'en ha'itif li'ikuva. That's because the itav is not likuva. I don't want to go through the whole note, but it's addressing a different nakuda. But I just wanted to point out from that note that in terms of the tzitzis that we wear, the talus katan, the length and width is a little bit the opposite of the. Just close that door. It's the opposite of what we have by the talus gadol, what the length and the width is.
It is okay to have, if your bengal is square, not rectangular, you can have that, right?
Yeah.
So what's the length?
So length would be the part, well, however you're putting the talus on. Lafi us is no nafkamina, because we hold you need the same by the length and the width, so it wouldn't matter. You're saying according to the shita that says it that way, so then, good question. I don't know. Okay, there's another note here, but it's if we have time at the end, maybe we'll go back to it. But meanwhile, let's do the next halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. Im ha-gadil shekoren ori liza hu rachav. Now, what this is talking about, let's just go to the Mishnah Berurah to see a little bit what this is talking about first. If you look at Siv Kodon Nun Dalud, what is this, Ori Liza? Hainu Masha Manichin Ktsas Chutei Shesi Belo Erev. Sometimes at the end of a garment of tzitzis, at the end of a talus, they will put some strings that are hanging down vertically and not horizontally. And normally the baguette, like we discussed many times already, has stitching going vertically and horizontally both ways. So sometimes at the end of the garment, they'll have it only going in one direction. Ubasof organ, and at the end they actually sew it up. Now it happens to be I looked at my tzitzis and my tzitzis have that. I don't know if this is what it's referring to, but at the edge of my tzitzis, I think it's just a design. I don't know if it's really this, but I was just looking at it. It happens to be at the very end. It has lines that are only going in one direction, and then a little stitching at the end. I don't believe it's this, but it's just interesting. Yeah, I think it's just a reinforcement. Yeah, but it's just interesting that it mamish follows this. It has just the lines going one way, and then it has. You know, stitching at the end. But this is talking about where there's like an extra little bit of garment at the end with the stitching going only in one way, which is not considered normally a beged. And then it's reinforced at the end with stitching going the other way. So, Hainu Mashu Manichin Tzas Chutei Shesi B'lo Erev Ubasov Organ V'yeisha Kosu, and some say Shezeu Mashu Anu Koren Oso B'lshonenu Kirikis. It's something that we call in our language Kirikis, which is Svas Ha'orig, again, which is the weaving of the edge. It doesn't matter where this extra little stitching is, lengthwise or widthwise. But the kitzer, what it is, without getting into the exact things, but it's not really part of the beged. It's an extra part of the beged, which doesn't really have a shame beged that sticks out beyond the beged. So what he's going to discuss here is, can the hole that the tzitzis are going to go through be in this extra part of the garment or not? So if you look back in the Mechaber, he says, Im hagedil shekoren ori liza hu rachav. If this area at the edge of the garment is wide, lo yatil bo atzitzis, you shouldn't put the tzitzis in. Vim hitil bo pasul, it's not considered part of the garment, and therefore, if it's wide, now he had to say it's wide, the Mishnah Berurah points out, because if it's not wide, then it's not even the proper shear from the edge. Remember, it has to be from your knuckle to the end of your finger, it has to be that distance minimum. So in order for this added little piece of stitching to be even shayach to put the strings through, it has to be at least that length. So in order to even have the option of putting the hole there, it has to be a pretty wide piece that's added onto your garment with whatever this thing is. So therefore the Mechaber says, in Magadil Shekhonor Eliza Hu Rachav, if it's wide, and therefore you could potentially put the hole there, and it's still not too close to the edge of the garment, still lo yatil bo tzitzis, you still can't put the tzitzis there. The imhitil bo pasul, and if you put the tzitzis there, it is pasul. Why is it not good to put it there? The al kanfei bigdayim ksiv. The pasuk says you put it al kanfei bigdayim. V'ze eino nechshav me'abeged. It says you put it on the corner of the beged. That's not considered part of the beged. That already has a stitching only going in one direction. That's not a din beged. And therefore the hole, even if it has the proper requirements in terms of distance, it's not considered the beged. You can't put the hole there. Aval, but says the Mechaber, Ola hu l'shir melo kesha gudol u'l'harchokas gimel etzbo'os kevan sh'anekev v'socha beged. So the Mechaber says here that even though you can't put the hole in this extra material over here, but we don't ignore the material totally as if it's not there, when your hole is in the regular part of the garment that's beyond this extra area, we do factor in the extra area for the measurements, both of the minimum size and the maximum size. So if the shear of that extra piece of material is the size from your knuckle to the end of your finger, so then you could put in the beginning of the regular part of the beged, right beyond that you could put the hole. But we would measure from all the way at the edge of this piece of material, the three fingers. So you have to be very, you'll have much less room to work with in terms of where you're going to put the hole if you have a thick piece of this added gedil at the end. That's what the Mechaber says. And then the Rambam writes in the last line, V'tov sheyindod shir kesha gudo below hagadil. It's better to measure the minimum part, right? The part from your knuckle to the edge of your thumb, that you should measure without factoring this extra piece, just from the edge of the actual beged itself. V'yiyatoch gimel etzbos im hagadil. So the Rambam is even more machmir. He says the measurement of the minimum length, you should start from the actual garment, beyond this thing. But the maximum distance, you have to factor in that piece of material. So you left a very, very small room for where the hole could be. Because in terms of the three fingers, you start measuring it from the edge of the entire garment. But the minimum size, you start measuring from where the actual din beged starts. So it could be only one exact spot that you'll have room to put the hole in according to this Ramah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Nadal, which attempted to explain to us exactly what we're talking about. So we'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nun Hei. So we said, I actually spoke out this Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mechaber said, if you have this extra piece of material called the Orliza, which is wide, Shu Yoser Min Melo Kesher Gudol, it has to be that this added piece of material is more than the length from your knuckle to the end of your thumb. The Imlo Kein Balav Hachi Pasal Kanal. Because if it's not going to be wide enough, there's nothing to discuss. Of course you can't put the hole in that piece of garment. It's not far enough from the edge of the garment. So there's nothing to talk about. So it has to be, the Mechaber has to say, that it's a wide piece of material there. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nun Vav, this is the Mechaber that says that even though you can't put the hole in that part of the material, but that part of the material, the Mechaber says, factors in for all your measurements, for the minimum size, the maximum size, that was the Mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkata Nun Vav, Gimel Etzbos, Hainu Shelo Yarchik HaNekev Misvas HaGadil V'Halo Yosem Gimel Etzbos. You should not put the hole any place beyond three fingers from the edge of the entire garment. So you factor in this extra gedil in the measuring of the three fingers. And then we had the Ramah. The Ramah said, again, the tremendous chumrah that says we don't measure the gedil in terms of the minimum. So the minimum becomes very exacting, but it does, we do measure it for the maximum. So it's a very exacting place. The Mishnah Berurah says on that, in Sifkata Nun Zayin, below HaGadil, in terms of measuring the smaller measurement from the knuckle to the end of the thumb, we factor it in without the Gadil. V'im HaGadil Rachav Shtei Atzbaos O Shalosh. So if the Gadil is two or three fingers wide, Yachtoch Miktsaso, you have to cut off some of it. That's not going to work at all. Because if it's already three fingers, so then, and you're starting to measure, right, the maximum, so the hole has to be in that part, but the hole can't be in that part, so you're stuck. So you would be forced to cut off some of this extra material. If you don't have this gadil, whatever it is exactly, if you have either vertical or horizontal strips sticking out, wherever it might be, that sticks out too much, you'll have the same doubt over there whether it factors into the measurement of the garment or not. Therefore, you're also going to have to cut it off in the place of the knafos. So you know we have those little fringes hanging down from our talus gadol. It doesn't go by the edges, right? Where we have the reinforcement of the corner, we don't have those decorative knots, because those would be a problem. And if you look at note number 7, he writes, "Ubesefer Orchos Rabbeinu Kosov." Shagon Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the disciple who is knowing lachtoch betaliso es osa machutim haasuyim lekishet misovel leknafos ba'orech 10 centimeters. The disciple who is knowing to cut off from his talus any strings that were hanging down for decoration from around the corner 10 centimeters worth. Now I don't know exactly the measurement of our corners, but I don't know if it was more or less than what we do, but he made sure again that the whole corner was clean, because when it's not clean, you get into problems. It's considered the beged, not considered the beged, and you get into serious issues of where exactly the hole should be. So therefore, Lemaisa, the stipler made sure that for 10 centimeters from the edge, I guess in each direction, that there was nothing sticking out, that you just have clearly the corner so you can know exactly where the tzitzit should be placed in the hole. The Alkain, back to the Mishnah Berurah in the second to last line, and therefore, Svas HaTalo Shalonu Shekorin Shliak. The corner of our talus, which is called shliach, which is in the bottom in the Targum, it says imro, which is like a border. She'em bo chutin arugin v'shesiv ve'erev. If it doesn't have weavings of strings, both vertically and horizontally, yachtoch osam kodem ha'talos ha'tzitzis b'mkom ha'knafos. You should cut off those areas before you put the tzitzis in, because otherwise that would be a problem. Okay, that's... We could either go back to a note, or we can go a little weiter and go ahead, but maybe we'll see an interesting note. Note 67. This is going back to the first halacha that we did. So we said the reason why, if it drops down, if the hole opens up and it drops lower, it's okay after the fact, is because the pasuk says, "Vasu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bidei, and it's not b'shas asiyah." So note 67, he addresses a halacha that we mentioned it like 3 times, but we didn't officially get to it yet. And that is, even though we have a size of the actual strings that you need, which we learned already, right? 12 gudalin. But we said if they get cut after the fact, it's okay as long as you have a kedei aniva, which we'll get into later. We didn't really learn it yet officially. We just sort of brought up derech agav a few times. So he wants to know over here, if we look at note 67, umashu hutzrichu letam zeh. Why did the Mishnah Berurah need to come on to this other reason of this pasuk of asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem? The leftovers of tzitzis are kosher. I mean, when the tzitzis get cut, whatever's left is okay. The remnants are okay. Like we'll see very shortly in the beginning of the next simon. If all the strings of the tzitzis got cut, as long as you have enough left that you can make a bow, so it's kosher. The Afkan Shinitku Chute Ha'erev Achul Nishar Beknaf Shir Kesher Agudol No Marshu Kosher. So we should say from that, by that same logic, we should say that if some of the weaving of some of the strings that are going in one direction get ripped, and therefore the strings, the tzitzis, drop lower, so it should be okay also. Because of that, it's like Gardume Tzitzis, the same way the tzitzis get cut and they're not proper shear, it's okay. So the beggar gets cut and it's not in the proper place, it also should be okay. So Bir Bishalz and Shuvas Bei Shlomo, She'ein Lahasher Gardumim Elevipne Shaloshon Tzitzis Mashma Afilu Koshu. He says, no, the whole concept of Gardumim is only a din in the actual strings themselves. Because the Loshon of Tzitzis that the Torah uses is Mashma even the smallest size. So Midaraisa, the smallest size is okay. Elosha Bahalochal Moshe Misinai Nemar Behem Shir. Halochal Moshe Misinai says it should be a longer Shir than the Daraisa Shir, which is a Koshu. And therefore the leftovers are kosher, kaven sha'al kaponim shame tzitzis aleihem. The shame tzitzis is still on them, even though they're smaller. Ava benikra knafa talis will nishar kamolei kesher agudol. But if the corner of the garment gets messed up and you don't have the proper size, shedinze nilmar mekosim mefurish al-kanfei bigdeihem. That's a din that's learned out from its exeris akosim al-kanfei bigdeihem. It has to be on the corner of your garment. It has to be considered part of your garment. Bo ein lahatir shel nishdair gaduma. There you can't make the connection, there's no shaychus. You can't apply that. Okay, let's just start the next halacha. We'll start halacha Yudbeis, page 44, and we'll just read the Mechaber. If we have time, we'll start the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll continue it tomorrow night. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yudbeis, Minyan chutei hatzitzis b'chol konof arba'a kfulim shem shmona. As everyone probably knows, the number of strings of tzitzis that go on each corner are 4 folded over into 8. They're really 4 strings that we put in, and we see 8 because they're folded over. V'im hosif pasul, if you add more strings, it is pasul, because of batosif. Yachtoch Roshe Hachuten Ha'arba'a V'yitchavim Bakonof V'yichbolem V'oziyu Shmona. So the Mechaber says the order is, you should, if you have one very long string, you shouldn't put it in as one string folded over and then start cutting it. You should first cut it. Yachtoch Roshe Hachuten, cut the tops of the strings, meaning make them separate strings. V'yichtavim Bakonof, and then stick it into the corner, stick it into the hole. V'yichbolem, and then fold it over. V'oziyu Shmona. Then you have eight strings. That's what he's getting at, that you shouldn't put it in as one string and cut it later. You should first cut the strings, have four strings, and then put it into the hole, and then fold it over. So we'll start one Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll stop. Sifkata Nunches, Arba Kfulin, four folded strings. Ta'aminim B'Gemara, the Gemara darshins, Gedil, right, it says Gedil and Tasalach, Gedilim. So Gedil is Shnayim, a Gedil is considered two strings. Gedilim is Arba, is four strings. Pirish. If the pasuk would have said gedil, have a mashma shtayim, it would have been mashma two strings. To ain gedil pachos mishtayim. There's no word gedil that's less than two strings. Hashad iksiv gedilim. Now that it says gedilim in lashon rabim, so it gets doubled. So arba mashma, it's mashma four. Ubizman shaya tcheles hayu osin shnayim mitcheles or shnayim ilavon. In the olden days, some people have it nowadays. When there was tcheles, there were two strings that were blue tcheles and two strings that were white. The ha'idna have a lovon bimkom tcheles. So nowadays we have the white in place of the blue. The osin arba'a arukim mishalovon. And we make four long strings that are all white. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Sefkata nintas shehem shmona. So when you fold it over, the four turns to eight. Achar sheyach nisem babeged v'yichbolem. After you put it into the garment that you fold it over, midiksiv psil, that should be keim psila shu kafel of psila is doubled over, and therefore you should put it in and fold it over. We'll stop here. We'll pick up in this sif, in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night.